All right, joining us here on KMZU is Coach Jeremy Hobbs of the Santa Fe Lady Chiefs girls basketball team, Class 2. How you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing great. Hope you're doing well, too.
Thank you, and we appreciate you taking time out of your day and giving us a nice little interview here for us. So why don't you dive right into the two girls that you nominate for the Dream Team this year?
Well, I'm nominating two girls named Courtney. One of them is Courtney Chittick, a senior guard for us. The other one is a junior forward. Her name is Courtney Bishop. Both of these ladies were very big-time contributors for our team, and I'd like to nominate them. Neither one of them led us in scoring, per se, or some of those stats that sometimes people look for or jump out, but they're both very good defensive players and very smart players, and we're always all over the floor doing what we ask, and definitely a big reason we had such success this year.
And if we're talking about Courtney Chittick, and you know, I know you said their stats don't really jump out at people, but their impact on the court is unmentioned. Why don't you kind of give a few things about her during the year that kind of puts you guys over the top?
Courtney has played and contributed at a pretty high level for 3 years now, and she is almost always night in, night out, given the toughest defensive assignment. You know, usually guarding the other team's best player, specifically if it was a guard, unless it was just some crazy mismatch in height. But even then, she did her fair share of handling some opposing post players. She's an excellent defender and generates a lot of turnovers. And we're a team that likes to play fast as much as we can, and we like to get out and run. And that doesn't start if we don't have defensive pressure on the ball. And Courtney has done a great job of that in her career with us, and was fantastic this year. And another good thing was she added a little bit more of an offensive game this year. I think she was third or fourth as far as, you know, night in, night out scoring, and scored probably 6 or 7 points a game, getting out and getting some layups, and developed a pretty good jump shot as well.
And if we're talking about Courtney Bishop now, which is a junior for you, what kind of did she contribute to the team this year?
This was first time for Courtney to see a lot of starting action. She worked her tail off last year and came off bench as a sophomore a little bit, and had a real good summer and good off season. And Courtney is one of the best approaches to our program and game. She has a fantastic attitude. She doesn't get outworked, and she's always there to be that role model for younger players, and to be that competitive push for her teammates. And again, she probably scored, you know, 5-6 points a game for us. She's a really good rebounder. And, you know, kind of going back to the idea of where our offense did lie in the transition game a lot of nights, you know, without the turnovers being forced and without the rebounds being grabbed down, we're unable to do that. And Courtney Bishop is a good rebounder, especially for being a little bit undersized in her position, very strong, very mentally tough, and just a great leader who we would not want to play without.
And so if we're talking about next year, I know you're going to be losing Miss Chittick, but I know you guys have some great scores and some younger girls, too, on the team that really make an impact for your team, and you guys had a stellar year. So what are you looking for out of all those girls next year and Mrs. Bishop herself?
I think Courtney Chittick and her classmates as well have set a great example of what it takes to achieve some of the things that we did this year, and that means, you know, how to get in the gym and how to work and how to commit when you're in practice and never have a wasted minute. And while we'll be losing Courtney Chittick, you know, we've got Bishop coming back next year as a senior, and she's going to slide very nicely into a leadership role for us. Really proud of the steps she took in that department this year, and she's going to help some of the younger ones, those with playing time experience and those without. She's going to help them all, as far as how do we try to repeat the successes we had and constantly improve ourselves.
All right, Coach. Well, we look forward. I know personally, I called a game of your guys that I think it was up at Staley High School during playoffs for you guys, and it's really good to see the product that you put out on the court, and I'm looking forward to doing the same next year.
Well, I really appreciate the kind words, and that's just a testament to a good group of girls I've been fortunate enough to work with, and these two ladies are fine examples of that.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your day again, and we wish you the best of luck next year and with the girls that you have coming back, and we hope to call another game. And that was Coach Jeremy Hobbs of the Santa Fe Lady Chiefs basketball team on your KMZU radio station. Thank you, Coach.